This Healthy Conversations COVID-19 podcast was recorded on September 10th, 2020. As cities across the nation experience varying degrees of COVID-19 cases, it's important to be aware of the current research, knowledge, and precautions taken from medical professionals to stay as prepared as possible for your safety. We're going to talk about it today with Chief Nursing Officer Robert Cook.
This is Healthy Conversations, a podcast presented by Adventist Health.
I'm Prakash Chandran. So first of all, Robert, it's great to have you here today. As the Chief Nursing Officer, what is your greatest concern about COVID-19?
My biggest concern is that individuals are putting off care that they really need. We're seeing patients present to our emergency departments much sicker than we typically do. Patients are coming in needing to be hospitalized that prior we could have just provided them for a prescription instead. You know, the reality is that our hospitals are probably one of the safest places the public visits on a daily basis, much slower than other places they go to.
Yeah, there's no question about that. There's a lot of apprehension and concern around coming in. So maybe talk a little bit about the added safety precautions that have been implemented to make it as safe as possible.
Well, providing a safe environment has always been a top priority here at Tenet Central Coast. We're working closely with the California Department of Public Health, the CDC, and our infection preventionists to ensure that we have a safe environment for the public to come get care. When you first come to our facility, you'll be met by a healthcare professional who will provide you a mask and also ask you to sanitize your hands. They will then take your temperature and screen you for signs and symptoms of a respiratory infection and COVID-19. If you do have signs and symptoms of a respiratory infection or COVID-19, they'll place you in a private room where the staff will use personal protective equipment while providing you care. If you don't have the signs and symptoms of a respiratory infection or COVID-19, our staff are going to still use precautions, but they'll put you on a separate path so that you're not around other patients that could potentially give you an infection. Our staff will always be wearing a mask and eye protection while providing you care. And we're going to ask you to wear a mask while one of our staff members is in the room to help protect them. We'll sanitize every room in between each patient as well.
I imagine there's just been a lot of change, and I'm curious as to how you all have adapted to these changes.
Our staff have done a great job adapting to the frequent changes with this, and that's one thing we're all getting used to is just frequent changes. Many of the precautions with COVID-19 are things that we have done as a normal part of our jobs here at Twin already. One of the great joys of my job as a leader is getting to round on our staff on a daily basis. They're tired and they're ready for this to be over with, just like everybody else is. They feel very well supported by our community and they really appreciate that. It helps them get through this as well. Our healthcare professionals are great also about bringing things forward on how we can make our hospital even a safer environment for our patients, going well beyond what the CDC recommends.
Yeah, it's really good to have that community support. And I know I personally really appreciate all the precautions being put into place. One of the fears is the influx of patients that could potentially come if the virus really catches on. So what precautions has the hospital made for this possible influx of patients?
Well, we've always had that unknown out there, how many patients will be seen. If you look at other areas of the country, they've definitely seen some pretty large influxes of patients. We've been working very closely with the County of San Luis Obispo and the California Department of Public Health to prepare for a potential influx of patients. We have surge plans in place to help us manage should that influx occur. Both of our facilities identified areas specifically for providing care to COVID-19 patients because we do want to, again, keep them separate from our regular population. We've also identified areas in our hospitals where we could flex up should we see an influx of patients so that we could actually increase our capacity. We have built up our stockpile of ventilators, personal protective equipment, as well as our other supplies. And we've gone and developed networks to help us attain staff should we need to staff up and if that need arises as well.
One of the things I wanted to move on to is that this virus seems to be ever changing. You know, we just heard quite recently that it's possible that you can get reinfected. I'm curious as to what the knowledge around the current symptoms of COVID-19 are.
Well, COVID-19 has a wide range of symptoms and they continue to increase. They range from mild symptoms to severe illness. Symptoms may take 2 to 14 days to appear after you've been exposed to the virus. These symptoms include a fever, a cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, loss of smell or taste, sore throat, congestion, a runny nose, nausea and vomiting, and diarrhea. Many things that people see on a regular basis, but when we look at those and the combination of them to see how it may be impacting our patients.
So if someone is exhibiting some of the symptoms that you're mentioning here and is a potential COVID-19 patient, how do they determine if they should stay at home to recuperate versus going to the hospital?
Most patients will be able to recuperate at home, but patients who are having difficulty breathing, an ongoing fever, or symptoms that appear to be getting worse should seek medical treatment. Matter of fact, we've developed a tele-ER program to help our patients determine if they need to be seen. They'll be able to talk to one of our ER triage nurses that can help them make that determination. If the ER triage nurse feels like the patient's able to just talk with one of our board-certified physicians over the phone or Zoom, they'll do that. If not, they'll ask the patient to come into our emergency department. So it's a great tool to help our community know whether they should seek treatment or not.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that is sometimes discussed is just how hard it is on family members and loved ones if someone they know has COVID-19. Obviously, going through the virus is hard, but the support system, especially not being able to be there with them, is also very hard. Can you talk a little bit about that dynamic?
COVID-19 has definitely been tough on both our patients and our families. COVID-19 patients are very sick. But also our patients with non-COVID are having to have their visitors restricted, which can be tough as well. It's hard for patients not to have their loved ones there at their bedside when they're battling this disease. It's also tough on their families not to be able to be there for them. Our staff are well aware of this challenge and are doing everything they can to help provide comfort to both the patient and their family. We use tools like Zoom, FaceTime, to help engage our patient's family in the care of their loved one. Our staff spend a lot of time at their patients' bedsides to provide them comfort and try to be there when their families can't be there.
Just as we close here, I wanted to ask you, what are your biggest concerns? As the chief nursing officer, what are your biggest concerns today and then moving forward as we go through this COVID-19 pandemic together?
Well, I'm concerned that not everybody in our community is taking this disease seriously. There's a lot of debate, but it's really important that people get the care when they need it. As I said earlier, I'm concerned that people are out there not getting the care that they need, not only for COVID-related diseases, but also for their routine care. Our team is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to help meet the needs of our community. If you have a question, please give us a call.
All right, Robert. Well, I truly appreciate your time today. That's Chief Nursing Officer Robert Cook. Thanks for checking out this episode of Healthy Conversations.
For more information and to listen to all of our podcasts, visit AdventistHealth.org/Central Coast Podcast. This program is a community service and is not intended to be a substitute for medical advice. Listeners having questions about their health should make an appointment to see their personal physician. Any opinions or statements made during the program are those of the individuals or physicians making the statements and are not the opinions or statements of the hospital.